Jesus was right there with me. I prayed every day, probably most of the days, and just thinking, I just can't make it one more day. I remember so many days thinking, this is it. I just cannot do this anymore, Lord.
Allie's husband was an alcoholic and verbally abusive. She wanted to leave him, but a Focus on the Family broadcast convinced her to stay.
So I decided, okay, God, I'll be the witness you want me to be. You need to help me. You need to be that person that I need as a husband and a father for my children to help me know what I should do.
I'm Jim Daly. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Focus on the Family was there to strengthen and save Allie's family. We gave her hope for a better future, and today, her marriage is thriving. Working together, we can help more families like Allie's, bringing God's truth to desperate situations. Give today at focusonthefamily.com/realfamilies.
Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
Well, it's different for everyone, but there are probably at least a couple of things that your children do that really push your buttons. One thing that I learned to get over after enough times dealing with it was coming home to find out that my tools were in the backyard or in the front yard or on the sidewalk or wherever. I loved my tools, and my children robbed me of that idolatry and showed me time and again that stuff isn't important when I'm a parent. Boy, did I get upset, though. What were you thinking? Maybe you can relate to that. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting and youth department here at Focus on the Family. And I wonder if you have a plan for those times when you feel like, you know what, they are just pushing my buttons and I'm at the end of my rope. Well, we're going to spend some time in the next couple of episodes hearing from authors Amber Leah and Wendy Speak, who have some great advice for what to do when you're tempted to lash out in anger at your children. Let's go ahead and listen to part of the conversation with Focus President Jim Daly.
Amber and Wendy, welcome back to Focus.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
It's so good to have you. I'm sure people are saying, well, I think I know what a trigger is. But for the listener who may not have heard our previous program, what are triggers? What are the basics here? And what's the difference between internal and external triggers?
Sure. Great question. Well, you know, triggers are those things that just set us off. They're all of those little things and even big things that kids do that cause angry reactions. You know, we have this immediate response of frustration. You know, they cause us to yell or scream at our kids or just say things that we think we would have never said until that moment, and out it comes out of our mouth. So they can be a wide range of different things. In our book, there, we cover 31 different ones.
Yeah.
The external triggers are things like whining and complaining and messy rooms and kids talking back and sibling rivalry and just the things that the kids are doing that cause us to become angry and frustrated. And then those internal triggers, those are the things that really necessarily aren't our kids' behavior, but there's still things that weigh on us and cause us to be quick to anger and cause us to lose it. And those are things like our own exhaustion, you know, times of transition, you know, even just moving from one location to the next with your family. It can bring you a lot of pressure. It's our relationships with our spouses even.
Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Right?
But, the interesting thing is I think we can identify external triggers easier than we can identify internal triggers. Would that be fair?
That's true. Yeah.
Because
we don't
know
even
when somebody's irritating us, right?
Yeah.
That was really irritating. But with internal triggers, it tends to be more hidden, I think. Why am I reacting like that?
I think that also it comes out, our response to our kids come out, and we know it's out of proportion.
Yes.
And that will trigger my awareness that there's something deeper. There's something internal going on. You know, for a woman, you know, where am I in my cycle? Am I getting enough sleep?
Oh, yeah.
And am I having stress in my marriage? And then the child comes in and asks for a glass of milk and I cannot cope.
The last straw.
All he's doing is asking for more and more and more and more. And you've already been put to bed. And wait a minute, why in the world am I responding that way? There's something going on internally.
So when your son or daughter says, Mom, are you okay? That's probably an indication that you may have
hit
a trigger.
That you might not be okay.
So true.
Well, most of us as moms and dads can pretty easily notice what Amber and Wendy are calling external triggers, but you might have trouble picking up on internal factors. Kind of touched on that a few episodes ago, Danny. What's your advice for detecting those deeper issues under the surface when I get angry?
Well, there's some points that I've noticed that very clearly in my parenting as a dad. I remember when...
I can't imagine seriously, I can't imagine you losing your cool.
Oh, inside, I felt the internal bubbling.
Huh.
Remember when my son was crying and he would not stop? And just holding him, and you feel powerless.
Yes,
you can't stop it.
I'm doing everything I can.
And it's in the middle of the night. You're tired. You know you have to get up early the next day or just stay up the rest of the time. I'm going in circles. And I remember it first scaring me. I felt that anger just continuing to bubble up. Hmm. And I'm holding him, and I'm just like, stop. And then I said, okay, you know what? There's a need here. I get to satisfy this need for my son. It was like a reset of the mind going to gratitude rather than this is unfair.
Mm.
It was a mindset change that shifted what was happening inside of me.
That's amazing that if we just tell our mind to take a different perspective, it can actually cause our emotions to fall in line with that.
Yeah, I was able to take a few deep breaths. It still wasn't easy. I was still tired.
Yeah.
But it calmed me down to really be present with my son. And it is a known fact that he was probably sensing that through his empathy neurons. And it was upsetting and working against me with my internal state and his.
Yeah.
And so as I regulated myself, as I calmed down, he started to calm down. That was great, a great moment for me as a dad to know that my internal world will impact my son's internal world. Just like he's impacting me. And so other times I've noticed I've been annoyed with my kids chewing in a moment. I'm going, why am I even, they're eating food. This is fantastic. But it's because I'm at a higher stress level and I have to recognize, why am I there? How's that impacting my perception? And sometimes I've just walked away for a moment, looked in the mirror, said, okay, you got this, right? We got to regroup. You're going to be life-giving, love your family. Boom, you go back in. And then I notice ways to be thankful for those chewing moments. And it takes willpower to make that decision.
Well, it would be so tempting, and I'm sure I've done this more. No, I know I've done this. It would be tempting to walk away and make a statement as I do, right?
Right. Yeah.
A judgment on, you are doing that to annoy me, and so I am going to go pout or storm off and make a statement or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So we've really got to just arrest those impulses and realize that when my kid is making me angry, it might be something I need to work on more than what they need to work on.
Yeah, figure out how you're taking care of yourself day to day. What are you piling on? What are you saying yes to? What are you saying no to? Still remember, I was writing a paper for the dissertation. I was working on that. And my daughter had a friend over at the house. And they were having fun doing some things together. And I had a deadline to meet. And all of a sudden, I heard oops. Or no. Oh, no, from my daughter. I said, oh, what's going on? And it was like, no. I walk in, and they had melted the crock pot on the burner. And it was our dinner for that night. The dinner was fine, but the crock pot was just completely melted on top of that. And I just wanted to ask, how did you guys not notice that you turned on a burner underneath the crock? I mean, it's a great question, right? But my emotional world was super frustrated. There was smoke everywhere. They had melted that. And I went to the window, had not said a thing. I just swallowed some water, took some deep breaths, looked out, said, Lord, please help me say what's needed in this moment. I looked at my daughter. You could already tell she felt bad. I didn't need to add to that.
You didn't want to.
And I said,
hey. Probably had to stop yourself from piling on.
Yes. And I said, hey, let's take a picture of this masterpiece you guys created right here. This is going to be something we remember another day and laugh at. Now, right now, let's just take a quick picture. And she really valued that. She remembers that moment that I controlled myself because she knew I could be very upset. And she has brought that up. She said, you treated me with gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
And man, what a wonderful moment for us. For she noticed that I handled my internal world, even though it was hard, and now I'm asking her to do the same. Mm-hmm. And so it gave me the teachable connection between I'm teachable and so can you. And so that's what we can offer as parents when our internal world is going upside down.
Well, I hope you've benefited from what Danny's observations and own personal admissions have brought to this discussion. And what we heard earlier from Amber Leah and Wendy Speak. Just a reminder, Focus on the Family is here to help you in those moments when you feel like, I can't do this. We want to encourage you. We want to be kind of a drip irrigation system of encouragement to you as a mom or a dad. So stop by the parenting website. We have so much there for you. We do recommend the book by Amber Leah and Wendy Speak called Triggers, Exchanging Parents' Angry Reactions for Gentle Biblical Responses, much like Danny was describing. We're going to send you a copy of that book as our thank you gift when you make a generous donation to the work of Focus on the Family. It might be a monthly gift. It could be a one-time gift. Either way, make a donation today, and we'll say thanks by sending the book, Triggers, Exchanging Parents' Angry Reactions for Gentle Biblical Responses. All the details for donating and getting the book are in the episode notes, or give us a call, 800-A-FAMILY. Next time, we'll hear more from Amber and Wendy and Danny, and they'll share helpful tips for handling back-talking and whining. For now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Parents, are you looking for an informative, encouraging, and engaging resource for your teen daughter? Check out the new and improved Brio magazine from Focus on the Family. Almost double the original size in a book-like format, this trusted, biblically-based magazine provides teen girls with inspiring stories, fashion advice, cultural insights, and positive role models. Help your teen girl live out her faith. Subscribe at BrioMagazine.com. That's BrioMagazine.com.